Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. If it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and the lines are open right now, so if you have questions or issues you'd like to discuss, well, we cordially invite you to call right now, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do have open lines. This is not our normal Friday teaching session. We wanted to keep the lines open for you. If you have questions about your life today, what's going on today in light of the coronavirus pandemic that we're all experiencing some impact from,
right.
We want to hear from you. We want to point you into the Word of God. We want to help ease those fears. We want to help ease those anxieties. And really help refocus your attention upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And in light of that, call now, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742 is the number. So in light of that, I want to read a passage out of the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ. So he's talking to Christians. And he's saying, if this is true of you, if you have heard the good news of Jesus Christ, you've heard the truth of the gospel of grace in all of its fullness, the death, the fact that Jesus died for your sins, the fact that Jesus was buried, putting an end to your old way of life, the fact that Jesus was raised on that third day so that you could be raised to walk in the newness of life. If you've responded to that, then you've been raised with Christ. You have crossed over from death to life. So since that's true, since you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. So this is a statement, a command that's agnostic as far as your day-to-day circumstances are concerned. This isn't saying to seek the things that are above when life is going good for you, when all of the ducks are in a row and it's just smooth sailing. No, it doesn't say that at all. It doesn't say seek the things that are above when life is turbulent. It just says, since you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Well, we know Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We also know that he is living in us through the Spirit.
Yeah.
So he says, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. So what's on earth today? Fear and panic. That's what's on the planet today.
Worldwide, yeah.
Worldwide. You go into grocery stores, it's just amazing how empty they are as far as supplies are concerned. Why is that? Because fear and panic is in the world today because of this pandemic and because of our thinking about what this is going to bring to us maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe a month from now. And those scenarios are bleak. So we're based on what we think or feel may happen somewhere down the road, we're panicking today.
Yeah.
That's not how God has equipped us as believers to operate. We can live one day at a time. How do we do it? By setting our minds on things above, where Christ is. And then he goes on to say this, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So where is your life? It is hidden with Christ in God. Well, how much does God the Father love Jesus Christ the Son? Infinitely.
Infinitely.
Immensely. Well, how much does God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son love you? Well, since your life is now hidden with Christ and God, that's an infinite amount.
Yes.
You don't have to worry that God is going to overlook you, that God is not going to see your needs. No, he's going to see them. He already knows them. He knows what's up ahead. So we can trust him today. Now, he gives this great hope, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So nothing, absolutely nothing that is happening on this planet right now, at this very moment in time, negates this truth. Christ is going to appear. That's going to happen. When? We don't know. But every day we live here on planet Earth, we're one day closer yes. to the return of Jesus Christ. When he appears, well, he's your very life. So guess what? You are going to appear with him in glory. You are going to be with him. So for those who have already died in Christ, they're with the Lord right now. And then when he comes back, they're going to be with the Lord then. If he comes back and we're still alive, guess what? We're going to be changed in the twinkling of the eye, and we're going to go and meet him. So we're going to be with him, appearing with him in glory. That's our hope. So let's let that hope be the anchor for our souls today. And when we allow that hope to anchor our souls, then we don't have to give in to the fear and panic. We can actually respond to this with an attitude of gratefulness, with thankfulness, and wisdom to know how to move forward moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day. And that's exactly how God wants us to do it right now, trusting in him.
Great thoughts, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts. And friends, if you missed what Bob was saying, he has produced a brand new video. It's called How to Overcome Anxiety. You'll find it at basicgospel.net/YouTube. That's a wonderful resource. And we have, I just numbered them today, Bob. There's probably 40 or so videos on there that you have produced. An unbelievable number, an unbelievable resource for you, friends, at basicgospel.net/YouTube. And of course, this newest video, How to Overcome Anxiety. And of course, everybody's experiencing it literally, as Bob was saying, around the world. Also, we have open lines right now. This is not the normal Friday teaching edition of Basic Gospel. We have open lines right now, and we are live. And if you have roughly 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, well, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want you to be a part of it. That number, 844-322-2742, is wide open right now, 844-322-2742. Bob also has produced a five-message series called The Jesus You Can Know. Its purpose, of course, is to help you know him in a very personal way. As we pointed out, Jesus didn't come to just forgive your sins and get you into heaven. He offers you an abundant life in the here and now. And at Basic Gospel, we want you to not only know about him, but we want you to experience his life in you every day. We want to send you a copy of this excellent series as our way of saying thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel in the month of March. Just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net and be sure to request your copy of The Jesus You Can Know.
Yeah, and this Jesus you can know is the one that's going to calm any fear that you may be experiencing right now. It's this relationship. Christianity is not a religion as religions around the world are set up to be. Christianity is a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. It's heart knowledge of God. You know that he loves you. You know that he cares for you. That's just not information. Those aren't just facts. You know that experientially. And so you can trust that his grace is going to be sufficient for you during this time. And you better believe there are a lot of people out there who are looking for answers right now, want to have the assurance and the hope that you have. And giving to Basic Gospel is a great way to answer those questions that are out there in our culture today, in our population today. So if you can help us, we would greatly appreciate your help at this time so that we can continue to offer hope out there in the world today. Now, Bob, I wanted to give a little practical advice today. So say you're in a situation, say you work at a restaurant, you work at something like that, and now you're out of work. Your restaurant is closed down. You don't have a job, and you're wondering, what in the world do I do? Well, you know, there's certainly opportunities, different part-time opportunities that you could look for. But some of you may be asking about how to handle your finances. What do you do? You know, you have certain debts that you need to pay, certain obligations that are forthcoming. Well, I think here's some practical encouragement, and there's a lot of people that give this kind of advice, a lot of financial experts who give this kind of advice, but you have to prioritize things. So food is top priority. So everybody needs to eat, so you need to let that be priority one. You have utilities. You want to pay your electric bill, and you want to pay those necessities, so that's priority. Then you have housing. You know, you want to pay your rent, you want to pay your mortgage, and then you have transportation. You want to keep that car available. So those are your top priorities. That's basically, you know, as Dave Ramsey would say, that's your house. Mm-hmm. So you want to protect your house. You want to take care of your house. Now, if you have extra dollars after you pay all of those bills, then you can spread that out. But first and foremost, you want to take care of the necessities: food, utilities, housing, transportation. Mm-hmm. Those are your top four priorities. Anything else beyond that that you're unable to meet as far as obligations, you'll just have to put them off until a later day. Mm-hmm. But take care of your house. Take care of those four things. And I think if you will grab hold of that, if you're in a situation where you don't know about your job and that sort of thing, if you will prioritize those expenses and be disciplined with sticking with those, then I think you're going to be okay moving down the road. So yeah, that's just a little bit of practical help for you in this situation today.
Okay, thank you, Bob, for that. And again, friends, open lines, 844-322-2742. It is a live edition of Basic Gospel. We want you to be a part of it, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, Mary writes, I asked Jesus into my heart when I was 10 or 11 years old. It just seems like over the years, even though I serve in the church and do various things, pray and so forth, I just feel sometimes that I'm not really a Christian. I don't know how to get past that. I find myself asking the Lord to save me over and over and over. And when I think about it, I get a little afraid. I just want to get to the point where I can say, I am a Christian, I have done what Jesus said, and then move on. That's from Mary, and Bob, I think you can relate.
I can relate to that, Mary, and that was my life for a long time. When during my teenage years, junior high years, high school years, and even into my college years, I probably prayed to receive Christ, you know, 500 times or more. And I just never knew that he was actually alive living in me. I had responded to a gospel presentation at a youth camp. It was a powerful presentation. It was probably the only time in my early life that my attention was focused on one singular thing, and that was the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that gospel message. And at that moment in time, I knew that I needed Jesus. God loved me enough to let me know that I needed Jesus. And so I prayed along with the pastor at that youth camp to receive Jesus Christ. And based on the word of God, I was saved. Jesus came to live inside of me. But I did not know that little piece of information. So I tried to live the Christian life through my own understanding, through my human effort. So I tried to figure out what I was supposed to be doing. So I was trying to prioritize my activities. And then I was trying to live it out through my human effort. So fleshly attempts to be spiritual, and it just didn't work. So I would always give in to the desires of the flesh. I would always give in to the temptations of the world, even though I was trying not to, desperately trying not to. I would give in to those desires. Every time I did, I felt guilty. I felt like God was going to punish me, so I walked on eggshells, just waiting for the worst to come,
yeah,
for something really bad to befall me. So I lived in that constant sense of anxiety, constantly worrying about what might happen to me you know, this evening, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Mm-hmm. I didn't know when. I just knew something bad was about to come into my life. Then I felt guilty. I would pray, you know, ask God for forgiveness, pray and say, I'm going to do better. And then I'd be right back in my bedroom praying the same thing the next day. And finally, I started wondering, maybe it didn't work for me. Maybe I'm not saved to begin with. So I started praying and asking the Lord to come back into my life. Well, I went on like that for about 8 years and finally came to the end of my rope. And I said, Lord, I know that you're the answer. I just don't know the right questions to be asking. And I started going to a Bible study, and the Bible study teacher was working through the book of Colossians, and he came to chapter 2 and in verse 13, and it says, for those of you who were dead in trespasses and sins, he made alive together with Christ. He forgave all of your sins. Well, the fact that I had been made alive in Christ, I never knew that before. I never knew that I had become something different, that I had become a new creature in Christ Jesus, and that Christ had come to live inside of me. But when I heard that truth, and when I heard it explained in its fullness, boy, the light bulbs just went on. That was an aha moment for me, and everything changed. And then that follow-up statement, all of your sins had been forgiven. I kept asking God over and over and over to give to me what he had already provided for me in Christ Jesus. My sins were already forgiven. And when I realized that, that mountain of guilt just lifted off my shoulders. And from that point forward, I never, ever, ever prayed to receive Christ into my life again. Yeah. Why? Because I knew he was there. And from that point forward, my begging and pleading became prayers of thankfulness and gratefulness. So, Mary, if you want to come to the end of this vicious cycle, you need to drive a stake in the ground and simply say, Lord, from this point forward, I'm going to believe what your word says.
Yeah.
I've called upon your name. I've confessed with my mouth that you were Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And the Bible says when anyone who does that, who calls upon the name of the Lord, is saved. So from this day forward, I'm going to thank you that I am yours and that you are mine and that I am alive in you. And it will change your life forever, I guarantee it.
Just a great answer, Bob. Thank you for that. And I'm glad you went through that experience, if for no one else, for Mary.
Well, we do have this great CD called Drive the Stake.
And oh, yeah,
we would love
right.
to send that to Mary. And if you're listening to this broadcast, write to us. Write to me, bob@basicgospel.net, bob@basicgospel.net. We will help you drive the stake by sending you this CD, something that you can listen to. And once you listen to it, and there may be others that are in the exact same boat
sure.
that Mary is in, once you drive that stake, write the date that happens in your Bible.
Yeah.
And so whenever doubts come, you can just open up the Bible and you can look and you can see that date and you can say, no. This is when I drove the stake. This is when I knew that I knew that I knew that Jesus Christ has come to live inside of me. So I'm going to thank him that I'm alive in him and that he's alive in me and that all my sins have been forgiven.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, Lana in California has an interesting question. She writes, the new covenant that is spoken of in Jeremiah 31 through 33 says, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. I will put my law on their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. Her question then, please explain the new covenant for the church and how it differs from the new covenant for the people of Israel. Aren't we ministers of the new covenant to the people of Israel?
We are ministers of the new covenant to anyone, to Jew and to Gentile. There's nowhere in the Word of God that, especially in the New Testament, that separates Jews and Gentiles. As a matter of fact, this body of believers, this body of Christ, is made up of both Jew and Gentile, and we have become one new man in Christ Jesus. So this new covenant, as Paul describes it, is a ministry of life.
Yeah.
And so what do we receive in this new covenant? We receive life. What did we receive under the law of sin and death? Death. That was the wages of sin. So we died, and through this new covenant, we've been made alive. So that is the gospel message, and that gospel message is to be delivered to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. That's how Paul did it, and that's, you know, right now it's really going out in mass in the Gentile world, but it's the same gospel that saves both Jew and Gentile. And when we're saved, we're made beneficiaries of this new covenant. So we can say that the Holy Spirit lives in us. Why can we say that? Because it's true. We've received the gift of the Holy Spirit. We can say that we're part of the people of God. Why? Because it's true. That's part of our inheritance. We belong to God. He's our God. We are His people. We can say that we know God the Father. Why? Because it's true. Paul said, I want to know him. Above all things, I want to know him. Well, guess what? He knows him, and he knew him then. That's what eternal life is. So we can say that we know God the Father. Why? Because that's true. We have a relationship. And then we can say our sins have been forgiven and that God remembers them no more. So that's the inheritance that we have as believers in Christ, whether Jew or Gentile. So all of us are made partakers of this new covenant through faith in Jesus Christ.
Indeed. You know, friends, confusion and worry, and you're a part of it, many of you, confusion and worry abound concerning this COVID-19 virus outbreak and the uncertainty over it makes it difficult to live in peace each day. And yet we know that God cares for us. To help your understanding that Jesus Christ in Him, you are on solid ground, where we're offering this free pamphlet called The Biblical Path to Peace. And as you work through the scriptures that it outlines, you'll be encouraged and strengthened through the truth of the peace that passes all understanding, namely, Jesus Christ. For your free copy, just visit basicgospel.net/peace. Again, that's basicgospel.net/peace.
Well, thanks, Bob, about that. I hope many people will go to our website and download this. If you want us to send a hard copy of it to you, we'll be glad to do that as well. In light of this, Manuel had this question on our Facebook page, and he's saying about housing. You know, landlords don't care. No money, no home. So they're just going to evict you. And maybe that's true. And so how do we get ahead of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we talk to our landlords. And you don't know what God may be doing in the heart of the landlord. And so you entrust this to the Lord. You allow the Lord to go ahead of you in this situation. And then you communicate with the landlord. You tell them what's going on. And maybe you will see some grace being administered to you. And then you can step back and say, Lord Jesus, you really did know what my needs are. So don't let fear keep you from having a conversation with your landlord and saying, hey, this is the reality for me. This is what's going on. Will you work with me over the next couple of months?
Yeah.
And maybe you can strike a deal. So we don't want to respond to this with fear. That doesn't mean we're not going to have fear inside of us, but we want to let trust in the Lord Jesus Christ guide our steps. Put the courage in our hearts to move forward and to have these conversations with the people we need to have conversations with.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, if you have questions or concerns, give us a call, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. Over the weekend would be a great time to call with your questions. Just leave us a voicemail again at 844-322-2742. Also, keep in mind that we have this excellent 5-CD series, The Jesus You Can Know, and we want to send you a copy as our way of saying thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel during this month of March. Again, you can donate at basicgospel.net and help us get the word out far and wide. Again, a big prominent link to donate right there at basicgospel.net.
Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, and I'm here to invite you back again on Monday after a great weekend in and because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.